Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Five-minute testing kits arrive in Tennessee.
Nashville's tourism CEO gives his account on Nashville's economic position.
And we talk with some Tennesseans about their quick return home during their national park expedition.
All of this and more on Nashville Daily.
With all of this spare time that you have had being at home or working from home or just not having any work to do right now because of the safer at home order, you may have finished all of your quarantine puzzles.
Or you're tired of it. I know that's happened to me. Like I just saw this big old puzzle. I was super ambitious and
Was it like a 10,000 piece puzzle?
It was pretty big. It was like a basketball arena. It was really wide. Almost it was too big for the table. I don't know.
Super interesting. That's the type of puzzle you put on the floor.
Yeah.
But if you want a good...
Not with cats.
Oh, yeah. They'll eat those things up. But if you want a good 500-piece or even a 1,000-piece puzzle, ScreenedThreads.com. Use the code NASHVILLEDAILY to get 10% off. ScreenedThreads.com. Grab yourself a puzzle.
There you go. Use that code NASHVILLEDAILY for 10% off your next online order. Stay tuned later in the show. We have some awesome people, Chris and Savannah from Generation Exploration. And they are coming on the show later today to talk about their national parks journey. Tennessee is their home base. And they're talking to us about how COVID-19 has affected their travel plans. So pretty good portion of the show. Stay tuned for that. But, you know, they've probably been enjoying Nashville lately. You know why?
Why?
Because they're coming back to no traffic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we started this podcast and we're like, we need to make a joke about traffic every single day?
Because it was bad.
Because it was every so single bad. Day. And now it's been like a breeze and a walk in the park and it's amazing.
Yeah.
But you saw these people on Nolensville Pike. Let's talk about that for a second. You're driving down Nolensville Pike.
Well,
you saw their van, right?
So, I mean, our tip of the day... Yesterday, remember, we recommended, hey, go take a drive or do something to get out in the sun. And so that's what I did. My girlfriend and I, we got in the car. We went on a drive. We just had a couple hours. And I think we had never I don't think I've shown her like the Bell Road side of Nashville yet.
Oh,
so we
the
drove
good
down
Bell Road side or the bad Bell Road side.
All of Bell Road.
Oh, you
all of okay. Bell Road. So we started kind of Stewart's Ferry Pike and then went down Bell Road for a long time. And then, you know, so far down that we end up at Old Hickory Boulevard.
Yep.
Right. And then we piddled around there for a minute. And then we were like, we're just going to go home in a different way. So we went to up Nolensville Pike back into downtown. And it was not too long after I turned off of Old Hickory Boulevard to Nolensville Pike that I saw the Generation Exploration van. And so I was like, hey, we're just going to I'm just going to reach out to them and see what they're up to. And it's pretty cool stuff, like looking forward to later in the episode for sure.
Nolensville Pike is such an interesting cultural hub here in the city of Nashville. Have you ever been driving, Aaron, and seen the car that has all the stuffed animals on it?
No,
I told you about this car?
No, I don't think you've told me about
it
yet.
Okay, so it's like a Buick, and it's only on Murfreesboro Pike and Nolensville Pike. They don't go downtown. They don't go anywhere. It's just this little area. But they have all of these, like, cat stuffed toys on their car, and I would say it's at least 350 stuffed toys.
It's not like they're selling, it's like decoration.
It's one of the most unique things I have ever seen in Nashville, and I saw that quite a bit driving for Lyft and Uber. I haven't seen them in about 6 months, but the things you see on Nolensville Pike, it's mind-blowing.
It's never a boring trip down Nolensville Pike. No. That's for sure.
It's an awful story, but I need to tell it. So I picked up these four passengers on Old Hickory and Nolensville Pike. There's some apartment complexes down there. And we were driving up Nolensville Pike. And this was about 5 years ago. And this is when I was driving for Lyft full time. And there was a woman who was on bath salts. And we were coming up Nolensville Pike. We passed.
What is she doing away from Florida?
I don't know. She was here in Nashville. But we're coming up 440 or over 440 to that McDonald's that's right there on the right.
Right.
And she was in the middle of the road licking the concrete.
Oh.
So I almost ended up hitting her, and she would have been killed by me if I hit her. So I dropped off the guys, and then I came back because I had another passenger request on the other side of 440.
Yeah.
And she was actually hit and killed by a dump truck.
Oh, my God. Because
she was literally licking the pavement. And, like, that's things I've seen on Nolensville Pike multiple times.
Ooh, that'll make a good movie one day. Scenes from Nolensville Pike.
Scenes from Nolensville Pike.
Yeah, like, that'll be a good book or a movie or something.
Yeah, mini doc. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but speaking of actually, not speaking of things that are filling up pages, this our events list is just, it's blank. Like, there's not a whole lot going on. We talked about a few things that are happening online this weekend. You can listen to yesterday's shows for those details.
Opry's happening this weekend. So
Opry's still happening this weekend. Like, your weekend online programming should be fine. You still just can't go out to events yet. It'll be a hot minute before they come back to Nashville.
I miss the day where it used to take us 10 minutes to talk about events and like all the way down to like letter P, and we're like, okay, we just finished events. Let's catch our breath.
Now we got to end the show. We just did our events, and it took so long that we had to end the show. And
yeah,
now it's a non-existent part of our show. We can't talk about the events happening in Nashville, because even these online events, they're just random kind of little pop-up things here and there. It's nothing too consistent, or it's not going to be anything too crazy or different. So it's very interesting to see what's going on here. And honestly, I'm glad that we are talking about this. I'm glad that we are documenting it, because like, this is an unprecedented time in history for the entire world. And so it's honestly cool to see it, rather, because events aren't going on. It's honestly interesting to see a day by day of how Nashville is doing. And I really hope we get to the positives of Nashville.
Yeah, I miss them. I'll just be honest. I miss the very big positive. I miss the crowds in downtown Nashville. I never thought I'd say that, but I truly miss the crowds.
I will say this. If you are driving, it's nice to drive down 2nd Street in downtown, because the trees have bloomed.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it looks great. Like, it makes such a difference for a lot of places in Nashville, and especially the greenways are looking fantastic right now. All right, so let's get to our daily COVID-19 update here in Tennessee, and just kind of look at the latest numbers. You have to refresh every time you look at these, because the numbers will change. So the latest numbers that we have right now, Tennessee has a total amount of 4,362 confirmed cases, with 79 deaths reported in Tennessee. And obviously a lot of these numbers, you know, should be higher, but we don't have the testing capacity, or a lot of people are staying home if they have no or mild symptoms. So, you know, obviously these are just the number of confirmed cases in Tennessee, according to the health department, as well as News Channel 5, kind of looking into a lot of local hospital numbers as well.
It seems like testing took a significant jump in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
I think yesterday it was near like 46,000, and yep, Now it's over 56,000 tests have been completed here in the state of Tennessee. 449 people have been hospitalized, and 592 have recovered from COVID-19.
Yeah, and speaking about testing, Tennessee actually got their first shipment of 5-minute COVID-19 test kits on Tuesday. So these are going to be super, super helpful to get those numbers reported as accurately as possible. And it's more so making sure that everybody has the available data that's the most recent, most up to date. And the more people we can test, the faster we can test them, the more data we can get, so we can really see when Tennessee is going to hit its peak and hopefully work its way down and actually know when that peak is going to happen here in the state. But they received their first small shipment of the 5-minute tests on Tuesday. They are known as the Abbott tests.
I got confused with Abbey Road, the Beatles road in England. I was like, oh, is that where the Beatles recorded? But it's not. No, Abbey Road.
It is the Abbott test. They were given emergency approval by the FDA last month. It will give positive COVID-19 results in 5 minutes. If you don't have it, the test will take 13 minutes to give results. So if you're sitting there getting a test and it's taking, sounds like it takes forever, that's probably good news.
Yes. If it takes longer than 5 minutes and you keep looking at your clock or watch, stopwatch or Apple Watch, whatever you wear, every 10 seconds, just be like, oh, this is looking better and better.
You know, what's really interesting is before, like, a lot of this lockdown, I would wear a smartwatch. It wasn't an Apple Watch, but it was just I think it was a Garmin smartwatch or something like that. But, you know, it'll vibrate on your wrist.
I remember that day. The first day you were wearing that watch, you're like, oh, what is happening?
I was like, it was weird. But here's the weird thing. Since we've been in our stay-at-home order here in Nashville, there's no point in having a smart device on your wrist, at least not for me, because my phone's usually close to me or everything's away from me, so I don't get to see any notifications. But I have experienced phantom buzzes,
phantom ghosts
on my wrist.
Oh,
it's very just, interesting.
It's just the smart industry.
Yeah, it happened
training your
yesterday.
Mind.
I know. It's very, very interesting. Okay, some more on these 5-minute tests. They apparently have been available already at some small clinics here in the state. Walgreens will begin using them soon. American Family Care began in Spring Hill using them pretty recently. And so you can find the link in our show notes to find out more information about those kits.
All right, we've talked about money quite a bit and the economic impact of COVID-19 here in the city of Nashville. And we have possibly some updated numbers. And this is from he's the president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. I'm going to mess up his last name. I always do.
I think it's Butch Spearden.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said by the end of April, the city of Nashville may lose about $500 million in tax revenue coming into the city just by the end of April.
Yeah, I think it's just in spending. I don't think it's tax revenue.
Yeah,
in
spending.
It's just in spending, but I mean, still, that's something extremely significant. This is coming from News Channel 4. Butch said CMA Fest was a major contributor to that. And, you know, it's they made a comment about, hey, you know, why can't we just bring back CMA Fest in the fall? But it's because of the Titans. It says they need 4 days to set up Nissan Stadium just to get ready for CMA Fest. And so you can't have those 4 days of setup and then CMA Fest.
Yeah, 4 days
with,
of CMA
with
Fest.
All of the stuff.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes
crazy.
That makes more sense.
You just need so much time to get that stuff set up. And with football and everything that's going to be happening in the fall, cross your fingers. I don't think that time is allotted.
Well, crap, what is that company called that runs concert venues? Live Nation?
Yeah.
They're buying that rock quarry down in Franklin. Let's just throw the CMA Fest down that rock quarry for a year or in the fall and just have some fun.
Just have CMA Fest down where they're doing the
Pilgrimage Festival?
Pilgrimage Festival,
or
yeah.
Bonnaroo?
Yeah.
Just move it away from downtown for a second. But the thing is it needs to help Davidson County, not Williamson County, or I don't even know where Manchester, what county that's in, but it's in a county.
Yeah. All right. So something really cool that the Tennessean released fairly recently. There is almost a breakdown of events. They call it a mile by mile account of the March 3rd tornado that ripped through Nashville last month. And they I would recommend going on your computer and watching
and
this.
Get the full screen experience.
Yeah, get a full screen experience, even if you can somehow get an internet browser on a television to kind of walk you through this full screen experience that they give you. But they break down mile by mile, event by event of the tornado going through Tennessee, and you can really kind of see a lot of the stories that were happening throughout Middle Tennessee. It's very, very interesting. Stuart, what are a few things on there that kind of captured you right away as you walked through this article?
Well, the first time I saw it, I just briefly looked through it on my phone and I was like, this is literally probably the most powerful thing I've seen from the tornado, just briefly looking at it. And I didn't even realize when I looked at it on the phone, there was actually 911 calls of people that were literally in the middle of the tornado. And one of the people was calling the operator, 911 operator. And he said, hey, are there tornadoes touching down? And the operator, I can't hear you. And then all of a sudden you hear the tornado on the 911 call.
Wow.
It is powerful. And it's just the aesthetic, the numbers, and how long the tornado got in certain points when the tornado is touched down. It is extremely powerful. One of the coolest photos, it's like this parallax feature, which basically means like the more you zoom down, like photos expand and things change. There's this photo of the Tennessee state flag that's hung on this tree, and there's just complete destruction behind it.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
It's very powerful. Like a insanely good use of audio, video, like the 911 calls inserted in here to where you can hear it, seeing drone videos of the devastation and seeing maps that have some movement to it. So you can see the pattern of the tornado moving across. It is absolutely incredible to see. We will have the link in our show notes so you can check that out for yourself. That is from the Tennessean, a mile by mile account of the March 3rd tornado here in Nashville.
And then about 3/4 of the way down, there's this photo of Charles Williams, and he's in Cookeville, and he's literally looking down, and he lost everything. He's like bawling his eyes out. And I'm like, dang, I want to go bawl my eyes out now.
Yeah, so yeah. It's
powerful.
It is very powerful. Let's talk about something that's also very powerful here in Nashville, and that's the local food scene is just something to adore here in this city. And Stuart,
do we have a heck of a story for you?
We have an extremely funny story about this. So I'll just start off by saying, when we were kind of talking about local food, I said I had Oscars, and Stuart said, no way, I had Oscars too. And I said, what time were you there?
And so I got there around 12:40 yesterday in the afternoon, and my order didn't finish because I ordered online, and like I was literally craving Oscars since the moment I woke up yesterday. And I'm just like, I want Oscars so bad. And I got there around 12:40, but you left like right around 12:30, 12:35.
Yeah, I literally left around that time. Like I'm going to go and check the time of the order after this podcast because it was so close. So after the drive that Chelsea and I took, we ended up towards downtown, you know, coming from Nolensville Pike and all that stuff. But we went down Second, and we were like, okay, I think we should just get some lunch. And Oscars is one of the best places, I think, at downtown to get lunch right now. There's a very convenient parking lot right next to it, and
the prices are amazing.
Their prices are fantastic, and you can just walk right in and get it. It's really quick right now with nobody in line. When you order online through Google, like, it's incredible. And that was around 12:20 when we did that, and I think we pulled in there around 12:30, 12:35. And then walked out. So I'm so surprised. Stuart and I literally must have passed each other in some weird sort of way, or we were one street over because...
Or I literally could have been in the parking lot because I was taking Amanda's car and not the Subaru. So I could have been in the parking lot.
That's fair.
And you could have been in the parking lot.
That honestly, yeah. It could have been just like that. That's very, very interesting. So all we'll right. have to... We'll check the timestamps we'll on check. There.
What did you have?
So I had the steak, egg, and cheese burrito with hash browns, and I love the hash browns in the burrito. And also one of the reasons why I get that burrito is because it's not that messy.
It's not.
And so I can eat it and not have to use a napkin, which is not a lot of people can say that when you have a burrito.
That's extremely true.
Yeah.
So I actually had their taco salad for the first time.
Oh, nice.
And it's like $7.50, $7.95 for a taco salad.
Okay.
And the shell is great. The chicken was great. The queso, it was a great taco salad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and really well worth the price.
That's really cool. I'll have to try that again because I love taco salads, and I like to try. It's a good baseline thing to try, I think, at every Mexican restaurant.
I think it gives you a good introduction to what that restaurant can offer.
Yeah.
I actually had one taco salad and my shell tasted like dish soap. And
I hate saying that word.
It's yeah. But it was soggy in my mouth. It was disgusting.
Oh, a rose pepper. I love rose pepper cantinas.
Oh, they're good.
Taco salad.
It's really good. It's like a crunchy shell.
Yeah. I love when you get to eat the shell. That's awesome. But so we both had Oscars. It's incredible. Won't be the last time we have Oscars here in the next week or so. I can guarantee you that. So another cool thing that is happening is we now have a Patreon page. Stuart and I are putting a lot of eggs in the basket in the podcast space. And why? Well, because it's the only thing left in the world right now. So Stuart and I have both been affected by COVID-19 and, you know,
tremendously.
And so, you know, one thing we're not giving up on is this podcast. We're not giving up on Nashville and everything like that. But we want you guys to be a part of the story of what we are doing. That's why we've made a Patreon page. It's a way that if you just feel like it, if you want to be a patron of the arts of what's happening here in Nashville, you have the opportunity to do so. And you have a few different options of how you can do that on our Patreon page. The link is going to be our show notes, and we have some fantastic things to give back to you guys for helping to support this show. And everybody who joins within the first 30 days will have a shout out on this podcast. I think that's going through the beginning of May. And so
you can hear me mess up your name. That's going to be fantastic.
There you go. It's a guarantee that Stuart will read your name.
I will read your name.
So if you have a more difficult name, please sign up soon and we will get you.
Please make it like a 9 word name.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I know a guy from Mexico and he has literally 9 like words in his name. It's crazy.
Yes. So we are all looking forward to that. So make sure you go on Patreon, sign up. If you feel like being a patron, we've got some low level offers, but we've got some great things, including a private Patreon page for those who want to join at other levels where you get to have live Q&A sessions with us. And we've got some gift basket levels as well. If you want a Nashville themed gift basket, we'll include some personalized stuff from us, and we will definitely handpick it towards your style. We can guarantee you some cool things are going to come out of this. So sign up patreon.com/Nashville Daily for that. All right. So for Explorers, Nashville tip of the day. You know, it's interesting. I've seen some memes online about how the weather was this time when there wasn't a quarantine right now, a safer at home order. And it was just rain. And guess what the weather is like now?
It's perfection. Yeah. It's like nice and breezy, maybe a little bit of cloud coverage. That sun is popping through. It's like great.
I know it's great.
Give it another week and a half, 2 weeks, and then we're going to be at like 95 degrees during the day.
I know crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But, you know, it's a very interesting time, but if you have the chance, it's going to be, you know, high 50s, low 60s. If you have the chance to get out there in the sun in a safe way, it's going to help your sanity 100%. Even if you just go on a drive or social distance out in the Metro Park or a greenway, you can absolutely do it. Hopefully there's not a whole lot of people out there, but that's not a guarantee. So find a good way to enjoy the sun over these next few days. But also, Easter is sneaking up on us this year. So not only is it happening early in April this year, but it's also happening while everybody can't gather together. So it's a very interesting time in Nashville. But I say that not to be solemn, but I say that because you need to plan your food for Easter. And I know it's not going to be a huge family gathering.
Yeah, it's not going to be your typical Easter feast.
Right.
Yeah, stuff like that.
But, I mean, you want to plan your food. And if you plan on eating local Nashville cuisine, I would definitely check to see if they have Easter specials right now to see if there's any availability left to get it, because there may be limited slots of what they are serving. And
barbecue restaurants are going to be your best option for that.
Yeah, there you go. And when you need to pick it up, honestly, might be the thing you need to look into now, because Publix is going to be closed on Easter.
Everyone, Lowe's, I think Walmart's announced they're closing on Easter.
Yeah.
Target, I think, has announced. And I think even Kroger has mentioned closing on Easter.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody's going to be closed on Easter. I don't know how restaurants are going to be. It's going to be at a case by case basis for restaurants, but really kind of dig into what your Easter food plans are going to be. And then come back tomorrow, because we are going to be talking about how to best prepare for Easter in Nashville. We're going to talk about a little bit about food, a little bit about what else is going on in the city so you can feel like you're still involved.
I'm going to present tomorrow. I'm going to present some of my favorite Easter recipes.
I'm excited for that.
So excited. Some jalapeno cornbread. The list is coming. It's coming tomorrow. Make sure to listen to that.
Yeah, that's very, very, very exciting. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day. All right, and we have on the line Chris and Savannah from Generation Exploration, which I absolutely love that name. So we'll
it
be
sounds like
about
a hostel,
that.
Like in like Iceland. It's just like sounds like this hostel.
It's definitely it's got a nice vibe to it. I saw them driving on Nolensville Pike, and it says Generation Exploration, and it had something about national parks on their van. So I was like, we have to give them a call because I think it's just an interesting time to talk to a lot of different people about what's going on, and we love parks as well. And so I figured, you know, why not call them and kind of see where everybody's at with their journey and finding a good place to, you know, achieve solace right now. But
where on Nolensville Pike is the big question.
So it was not too far away from Old Hickory Boulevard and okay. Nolensville Pike. Cause I went all
you
the way down
see
Bell
some
Road.
Super interesting things down there.
Oh, it's great. Yes. Yeah. It's good for sightseeing. But Chris and Savannah from Generation Exploration, thank you guys for being on the program.
Thank you guys for having us.
Absolutely. me too. I definitely am. So I just want to get to an interesting thing that I think I stumbled upon when talking to you guys earlier, and that's the travel limitations you guys have had right now. But before we get to that, tell us about the journey to start, because I saw this big white van driving along Nolensville Pike. So you know, what is this vehicle, and how did you guys get started with this journey?
Well, it originally started with a dream in a school bus, but the school bus got sold, the school bus I wanted.
And oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, my dad owns a junkyard, and I was just heartbroken that the school bus had been sold, but I was really convinced that I could make a road trip of some sort happen when I graduated high school. So he helped me find a bus, and we found a 2007 Chevy Express van. And so when I got it, it was stuck in the mud, moldy and gross, windows broken out, didn't run or anything. We pulled it out of the mud, and we put a new engine and transmission in it and started just cleaning and rebuilding. Now it's a couch that folds into a bed. There's a sink. There's a fridge. There is an AC unit, and it's all set up for a cozy little house.
No, that's incredible. Kudos to you guys for even getting that part done.
Oh my gosh. I thought it would never end. It took a really long time it was a whole month of January, just building every single day from 8 in the morning till dark. We were just working on the bus. But in the end, it was so worth it because now I have a little home on wheels and it's just how I wanted it. It's amazing. And yeah.
That's awesome. So Generation Exploration became a thing. Obviously there's national parks involved. So what's the goal in all of that, and where have you guys been so far, or at least some of the places?
So the dream here is to go to every single national park in the United States, every single one of them. So far we've been to 23 national parks, and we haven't done them in any order at all. We've nice. Actually been kind of taking the longest route possible, but we got to go up to Acadia in Maine. Down in Florida, we are in the Everglades. We've been to Saguaro in Arizona. And just recently, we were in California at Pinnacles National Park, Sequoia and Kings Canyon in Yosemite.
You know, what's actually interesting is I was like, this is today. This is so weird. I was watching an episode of Chicago Fire. Like, there was a Sequoia National Park's poster in the background in that show, provided by Nashville's truly Anderson Design Company.
That's fantastic. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
We've actually had Joel Anderson on the podcast, so that's really awesome.
Yeah.
So out of the California parks that you've been to, which one was the highlight of that experience? I know they're all different, but
everyone like has something cool about it, but the one that was probably the best for me was Pinnacles National Park, because going in, I really thought it was going to be kind of lame, to be honest. Like, nothing very interesting. When I was looking online, I couldn't really find anything too cool, or like, I wasn't that excited. And when we got there, it was like amazing, astounding. I keep telling people, Pinnacles, you have to go to Pinnacles. It's so cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. And so with us talking earlier, obviously you are back in Tennessee now. So what's your perspective on what's happening now with travel? Did COVID-19 end your all's travel, or did some kind of parks shut down kind of temporarily halt what you guys are doing?
Yeah, it kind of put a damper on it. For a minute, when the Corona stuff first happened, they actually made all the parks free. Like, so, like, we have our national parks pass.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that'd be cool, get more people out there. And then once they kind of realized how it was spreading, they shut it all down. And we were like, well, if anything does happen, we want to be in Tennessee,
around family
and whatnot. Yeah. So we decided to go ahead and head back, especially since they started closing them.
I think the reason they opened them was so people could get outside and get fresh air, and that's why they made it free for everyone. But they realized that everyone was gathering in the really famous spots. So they weren't really social distancing or spreading out and just getting fresh air. There was people gathering in really like tight clusters, like looking at the main attraction or whatever. So they had to close it down.
And you have a lot of walkways. You have your restrooms, trash cans. All the trash cans have like the bare protective thing, so you have to touch that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cross-contamination. So I could see how it seemed like a good idea, but they had to shut it down. Now we can just wait.
Yeah. So it's super interesting. And it's kind of like counterintuitive in a way, in some respects, because the more outdoor spaces that you close down, the more that the ones that are open are going to be more crowded. So
yes. Yeah. That's a really good point too. Our city parks here in Nashville have stayed open. And today we were at the city park trying to just get some air here at Cedar Hill.
Yeah.
In Goodlettsville. And there was, like, we pulled into a parking lot, and when we came back from our walk, there was probably 8 or 9 other cars in that same parking lot. So I know people are trying to get out and get that fresh air, and now we're just doing it in less space.
But everybody's staying pretty distant in the park, even though it was like disc golf and everybody's going to the different holes. Like,
that's good. That's good to hear. Yeah. That's one of my biggest fears is the city parks and the greenways are going to be shut down because nobody's doing social distancing because there's maybe not enough room because everybody's crowding it.
I wonder if anyone that's playing disc golf has Lysol on them, so when their golf goes into, or the disc goes into like the golf pole thing, they spray it down, they get it. That'd be super interesting.
I've seen a lot more of the keychain, like Purell and hand sanitizers lately. Like, we have one, we got picked up, I've been seeing like on people's caddy bags and whatnot.
Yeah, they need to just decorate them in the trees because that's where everybody's disc ends up anyway.
Hang them on the baskets, man.
Yeah, that'd be a fantastic idea. What was your all's reaction to the Tennessee State Parks being shut down? I know you guys were probably thinking that it would have been great to come back to Tennessee where you can still explore some great parks here in Tennessee. What did you guys think when you heard the Tennessee Parks were shut down for a little while?
We actually we kind of found out firsthand. We were at a local spot. And we had camped at, before, and we had some friends, and we're all sitting there camping. We got a campfire going, and the police was like, oh, y'all can't be here. There's no camping. And
came as a shock to us. Yeah. Like, what do you mean we can't be here? This is a good camping spot. And they said, oh, no one's allowed out here at the park. So, yeah, that was kind of a shock. It was kind of disappointing, though, because I had made a little plan in my head to go to Fall Creek Falls State Park, which is just one of the most beautiful parks I've ever been to. And it's right here at home in Tennessee. But that plan's not going through anymore.
Yeah, last year at this time, Aaron and I were actually making the top waterfall video for our YouTube channel throughout Tennessee. And we were at Fall Creek Falls during this time last year. And I'm like, crap, I really miss Fall Creek Falls right now. Oh, I want to go so bad.
Yeah. And we've recently discovered South Cumberland State Park has been one of our ones that we've been to most often in the past year, especially just the ones the waterfalls have really captured us lately. You can't replace something like Fall Creek Falls. It's absolutely incredible. So let me ask you guys, this is just kind of a last question, is what are you guys hoping to do? Are you hoping to get back out there even if things are still shut down for a few more months, or what's kind of the game plan from here?
It's so up in the air, and we're just trying to keep positive thoughts, a positive attitude, and kind of see what's going to happen. Because it's weird to make a plan right now because everything is so unknown.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Well, we appreciate you guys coming on the show. We are looking forward to following your all's journey. For everybody else who wants to follow along, it is Generation Exploration. You can find them on Instagram, YouTube as well. We will put their links in our show notes. Chris and Savannah, we appreciate you guys being on. Thanks for hopping
yeah,
on.
Thanks so much, guys.
We'll give you all a shout-out as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Sounds good. See you guys.
Thank you, Savannah and Chris, for joining us here on the podcast. I hope that you guys can get back to the park soon. But in the meantime, tomorrow's episode, we are actually going to be talking about how to enjoy Easter from your home here in the city of Nashville. Kroger right now has 50% discounted on all of their candy and all their Easter merchandise.
Woo, I like yeah, that.
So you can get your discount on candy before Easter is even here. But we're going to be talking about some of my favorite recipes, maybe one of your favorite recipes, Aaron. But we're going to be bringing you guys what to do on Easter here in Nashville.
All right, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Stuart, I'm looking forward to those recipes tomorrow.
Jalapeno cornbread.
I cannot
wait. Sweet potato casserole.
My mouth is already drooling. I cannot wait. You guys come back for an incredible episode tomorrow. We'll give you all things Easter. And stay tuned. Have a great day.